You're about to listen to a message from Every Nation Church Midrand, the place where people come to be changed and discipled to transform society.
You don't know who my God is. Hallelujah. You need to be confident. You need to talk to that situation. Tell him your days are numbered. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom of God supersedes every other kingdom. There's no power that can resist. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's good to be together again, going to the Word of God. A few minutes left for us. Let's see what we can cover. Been talking about the wonders of hearing. Many people were blessed. Have you been blessed by this series? Yes. Let's pray. Stretch your hands to me. Ask the Lord to help me this morning. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Help your son this morning, Father. Yes. Help me. Help me, Lord. Lord, I receive heavenly assistance. Possess this lips of clay. Speak through this. Let there be clarity. Lord God, let there be spirit to spirit impartation. Let signs follow your word. Let signs accompany your word. Let the wonders of hearing, let ears be open. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let ears be open. The Bible says the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord made them all. Lord God, I release. I command a release for your people. Hallelujah. I banish every spirit that comes to cloud the hearing of your people, confuse the hearing of your people, comes to steal your word, to steal that the seed that you've sown. I come against that. Let the power of your word be released. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the transforming power. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, let light, oh Father, be released. Light that brings vision be released right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we started talking about the wonders of hearing, and last week we took time to establish the priority of God's word when it comes to hearing. Okay? One of the things you need to understand about the word of God is that the word of God is not just information. Never approach the Bible that way. If you approach the Bible as information, all you will get is information. But Jesus said something. He says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So approach the Word of God with that understanding that you're not just getting information, you are coming to interact with spirit. Do you understand me? It is a spiritual download captured in a book form. That's what the Bible is. So that's why I like to call the Bible the God of books. There's no book like the Bible. There's no book that has impacted history like the Bible. There's no book that has shaped history, and there's no book that's going to shape your life like the Bible. Do you understand? So you need to have the right attitude when you approach it. It is the foundation of hearing God. Why? Because it is spirit. It is spirit. That's the only book that every time you read it, the author is around. Hallelujah. There's no book like that. I'm telling you, there's no book like that. That is the foundation of hearing God. So people that ignore the word of God do it to their detriment. They do it to their disadvantage. They rob themselves when they ignore the word of God. Other things are more exciting to them than the Word of God. The things that excite them are things that will not take them to where the Word of God will take them. If you want to go far, learn to fall in love with the Word of God. Do you understand? So it's a high priority you need to place on the Word of God if you want to go far. You want to go far with God. If you want to go far in life. If you want to go far, right into eternity, the Word of God will take you there. All right? Now, the books on success will help you to succeed on the earth, but they will not take you beyond the earth. Yeah. So they all fall short. They help in one way or the other, because God has just dispensed some general knowledge, general understanding, general wisdom to humanity, whether you're saved or unsaved. So because of that, some people know some things and they're able to execute and put certain principles in place. And as a matter of fact, when you go study some of those things, you'll find that they are all from the Word of God. I'm amazed, you know. I'm amazed when I study management and leadership and I see how much of that comes from the Scripture. You'll be amazed when you study law, you see how much of that is from the Scripture. And the list goes on and on. Even science, you see, it's in the Scripture. So the Bible is the basis, is the foundation upon which you can build your life. So stop looking for voices. Start with the Word of God. Hallelujah. If you will start with the Word of God, I can guarantee you that your life will be on a straight path. And it's just a matter of time. Don't someone say it's just a matter of time. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. You will get there. You will make it. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. Now, it doesn't matter where you are, how disadvantaged you are right now. It doesn't matter how terrible things are right now. If you can develop a hearing ear, your shepherd will lead you out of that situation. Hallelujah. And so we started by establishing the fact that, you know, Jesus says, I am. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Okay, he's the chief shepherd. He says, my sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Okay, and we established the fact that, you know, there are many shepherds. All of them have their sheep, and their sheep always know their voice. God's children need to know the voice of their shepherd. And then in Psalm 23, he tells us, you know, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He leads me beside the still waters. Oh, my. You know, I remember, you know, growing up, my mom used to, I think from the age of five, as far as I can remember back from the age of five, Psalm 23, every night, before we sleep, she'll make us to recite Psalm 23. Hallelujah. So we will pray and then we'll recite Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down beside the still waters. Huh? Huh? In green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. I've forgotten. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen. So you see there that God is committed. The Lord has already made a commitment to guide you. Okay? And he's guiding you beside still waters. Not troubled waters. Hallelujah. He has made a commitment to comfort you. He has made a commitment. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, He has made a commitment to be there with you. Okay? So, sometimes when we go through situations in life, we get so threatened, so intimidated. Let me tell you, one of the enemy's number one strategy is intimidation. Now, you need to learn to recognize it and learn to handle it. Learn to deal with it. So, when you are intimidated, what do you do? You don't start freaking out. Oh, God, where are you now? Look at what the devil is saying. No. You don't respond like that. You call on the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, sometimes you don't even need to call on the Lord. You just need to command Him. Exercise authority. Tell Him, get out of this place. Get out. You don't belong here. Amen. So, by covenant, you should be hearing God. By right, you should be hearing God. Okay? You have a right to hear your Father. You get my point. You don't need to be a prophet to hear God. Everybody should be hearing God. Every one of us. So, but we have not taken time to develop that. So, there are many, like I said to you before, there are many ways God communicates. If we as humans have different ways of communication, how much more God? Right? I give you examples of how many people remember your mother growing up, how your mother will speak to you without opening her mouth. She just looks at you. You know, especially when there are people around. Come on. How many people's mothers? How many people experience that? Yes. And when you ignore it, how many people paid for ignoring it? Yes. Yeah. So she just looks at you and you know that look is a communication. Even when she says, you can do it. You need to understand how to decode that statement. Because she has a way of saying one thing and meaning something else. Alright? So because they are guests in the house, she says, oh yeah, you can do this. And she's saying it and she's looking. And you immediately get it. You know, what she's saying is not really the message. What she is saying verbally is to the hearing of the people, but the real communication is what she is revealing through her looks. It's amazing. Now, God has ways of communicating like that. And even more, God has a more complex system of communication. But if you follow this, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you to decipher how God communicates. All right? And let's not even go today to the dramatic, spectacular modes of communication. Because God has those as well. He can talk through thunder. And He's communicating. The Bible says the voice of God is powerful. So when He speaks, it's like thunder. You see, when He speaks, it can be like many waters. But He communicates in a particular way. There are ways that He communicates more consistently to everybody on a daily basis, which you will need to learn. Okay? Yeah. So number one, I want you to understand this, that if you are born again, all right, one of the things about the new birth is that God gives birth to a new species inside you that comes with certain configuration and certain abilities. Your spirit has some supernatural abilities that you are not even aware of. Okay? So one of the abilities your spirit has is the ability to hear God. It has the ability to communicate with God. It has the ability to connect with God. That's why we can worship Him. It says, Jesus says, the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Do you understand? So, your spirit has the capacity to worship God in a way that the unbeliever cannot worship God. Because it's recreated, it's born again. So in your spirit, there are some things that God has built into it that would help you to communicate with Him. That will help you to hear Him. And you can hear God on a daily basis. And this is without exaggeration. And I'm telling you, even from experience. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect and I get it right, but many times. Maybe that's a communication. Yeah. I shared the story of how years ago when I used to be a student, and I used to drive minicab in London those days, all right? So I was a full-time student, but I used to also work part-time, and I used to drive minicab, which is similar to Uber now. There was no Uber then. And at that time, we didn't have this technology, navigation system. So all you needed to know the map of London. And if you've been to London, you know it's a complicated city. You know, it's incredible, well planned. So, and because I didn't go to training, I didn't go through what cab drivers go through, like black cabs. They go through some courses and they know almost everywhere. I didn't go through that. I was just a student trying to make ends meet. So I had a car, so I thought I could use the car, right? And so I would study the map, I would look at the map, but the map is big. So you can't study all of it and know all of it. So there are certain areas you know, there are certain areas you don't know. Okay? So I'll pick passengers, especially at night, weekends. Ish, weekends. You make money weekends, but you also get some kind of passengers. Yeah, you get some kind of passengers. All right? So I will pick passengers, and sometimes they say, okay, they get in. Oh, I'm going to number so-and-so, maybe, you know, Ashford or whatever. They just mention a place, and I don't know that place. And I'm like, okay, can you give me some landmarks? You know, because there are some major places I know, but I don't know everywhere. And guess what they'll say? What am I paying you for? You know, some people are like that. They say, why am I paying you? I'm not paying you to tell you how to take me to where I'm going. You're supposed to know. So the first time that happened to me, it was a shock. It's like, okay, what are we going to do now? And immediately, I remember Holy Spirit. So guess what? I just prayed under my breath. I said, Holy Spirit, help me. Jesus said, you're my helper. I need the money. So please, help me. I said, okay, get in, never mind, you know. Confidence, hallelujah. You know? And they get in, they're sitting down. Most of the time it's male and female, you know, most of the time. Especially at those hours. Yeah. So sometimes, I mean, you're picking these guys from the club and they're going. They don't even know, they have sober. So, and as I get in and start driving, I'm driving by faith now. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, go straight. And if it says go straight, I just keep going straight. I just keep going straight. Then after it says, next right, I turn right. And keep going, going, going. Then he says, next left, I turn left. I keep going. I'm just going. I don't know where I'm going. But I'm supposed to know where I'm going. And I'm being paid for knowing where I'm going. Do you get my point? And then, when he stops talking, 100% of the time when he stops talking, and this, what I'm sharing with you is like, it was so common that it became normal to me. Whenever he stops talking, I will just lift my head up, look, and I'll see the street name. I'm on that street. Hallelujah. Now, so I understand this and I can teach you this. And that's what I want to do. How many people want to learn that? I want to hear your feet. You know me. Come on, stomp your feet. Yes. Hallelujah. So number one is that your spirit has the capacity, okay, to receive accurately from the Holy Spirit. Okay? Yeah. He's your shepherd. And I'm just thinking of how to compress this now. Because God, okay, let's focus on the inner hearing. Because there's the hearing God, like I said, is complex. There is, you can hear him inwardly, but there is also outward communication. Okay? So, but number one outward is the word of God. That's the number one, okay, which is the foundation. You start from there. Because everybody can see the Bible, can read the Bible, okay? Can assimilate as they read. So that serves as a foundation. Then the next thing is that you need to now develop your spirit. Somebody say, my spirit. Okay? Your born-again spirit is so powerful. If you know how to operate it. If you know how to operate in the spirit. Okay? So, and there are different ways that he does that through your spirit. So number one is an inward witness. Okay? It's a witness. You can't really explain it. But it's a witness inside you. Let's look at Romans. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. If you will master this, people will think you are a prophet, even when you are not. Yeah. Many places I went to, people were calling me prophet, prophet, prophet. It's because of this thing. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, and I want us to read from verse 14. Look at what it says. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Right? Okay. Then let's read to verse 16. It says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom We cry out, Abba, Father. All right? Verse 16. Look at 16. Key verse. It says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with what? Our spirit. Can you see that? The Spirit, which Spirit is that? Holy Spirit. Okay? Bears witness with our spirit. So in your Bible, you will see that the first Spirit it starts with a capital S. And then the next Spirit is with a small S. So it's the Holy Spirit that bears witness with what? Your spirit. So there's the Holy Spirit, and then there's your spirit. So one of the ways to train your spirit is with the Word of God and with praying in tongues. It trains your spirit. If you don't pray in tongues, you need that, because it trains your spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. So the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. Let me check. Let's read this in the Amplified. Let's check in the Amplified. Verse 16 only. Give it to me. Okay. The Spirit Himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, assuring us that we believers are children of God. Can you see how God works it? Yeah. So God has chosen to use your spirit. I just want to check something here quickly. Yes. It bears witness with our spirit. He testifies. So there is a testimony, okay? Now, when you hear in a court setting, they always ask for a witness. When the witness stands in the box, he testifies. What does he testify about? What he heard somebody say? No. You can't be a credible witness if you get into the box and you say, my neighbor told me that he saw, the judge will say, get out of there. Go bring the neighbor. We don't want you. We want the neighbor. So a credible witness has to be someone that was there, saw it, and can say what he saw. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is always there. Hallelujah. He's always there. So he has seen it. So he knows it. So he now testifies in your spirit. So in this context, he is assuring us that we are children of God. So deep down, even when you feel bad, even when you make mistakes, you still know inside that you are a child of God. How many people? You have that experience? Okay, fantastic. That's the foundation of hearing God. That's another foundation stone of hearing God. So the ability to receive from the Holy Spirit through your spirit. If you develop that, you can be a billionaire. Can be a billionaire. Why? The Holy Spirit will testify with your spirit. So, and it's concerning any situation. It's not just about being a child of God. The Holy Spirit can testify with your spirit. This person that wants to marry me is the wrong person. He will testify your spirit if you do not follow your emotions. You see, where people confuse the leading of God is that they follow their desires. They allow their desires to lead them. They allow their emotions to lead them. That's what brings the confusion. So if you can listen to the Spirit first before your desire, that's why you need to be trained to develop your spirit. Oh, well, you know, I like this. This is just so fine. This is so nice. You know, isn't she good? Isn't she lovely? In fact, I just like her voice when she just, you know. And that's wonderful. But that might not be. So in the Bible, when you are reading the Bible doesn't tell you, thou shall not marry Jane Johnson. It's not written in the Bible. It's not written in the Bible. But what the Bible does is that it helps you with the ability to now connect with the Holy Spirit, who has all the information and has all the details. You get my point? And it's about any decision. Same principle. So one of the things that helped me those days is that I developed my spirit man. Okay? Because I used to pray in tongues a lot. I pray in tongues until my mouth is tired. My lips So I used to pray in tongues so much that, you know, so my spirit was sensitive. So I could pick things quickly. Can walk past somebody and you just know this person has this condition. The Holy Spirit has not even said, your spirit picks it. Because the realm of the spirit is an open realm. Do you understand? Just like if you walk in here, you don't need to be told that I'm standing in front. Unless you don't see. But even if you don't see, you can hear the voice. Because you are in here, you can tell. But if you are outside, you cannot tell. So you need to get in first. And when you get in, there are things you can now begin to see. You can identify the position of things. You can now see, oh, wow, the keyboard is here. Oh, yeah, the chairs here. The chairs are black. You can see once you come in. So it's like that in the realm of the spirit. So when you train your spirit man, when you build your spirit man, what happens is that the moment you get into an environment, your spirit is aware. So the Holy Spirit doesn't need to speak to you. You just know. Isn't that amazing? You have that capacity. As you are sitting looking at me like that, you have it inside you. You have it inside you. So you can just walk into the boardroom and you just know. You just know who you are dealing with. So we need to develop that. Those of you that don't like praying, you won't develop, you won't grow in this area. But you need to use logic. 1 + 1. Flip the coin. Heads or tails? Oh. Okay. Then you make a decision. You can't live like that. Life is too complicated to be lived like that. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, the witness of the Spirit is important. So, in this case, all right, in this case, the Spirit is bearing witness. He's not speaking, but He is communicating. Do you get my point? Yeah. Like I said to you, your mother had the means, and I keep using mother because I don't know. Well, I was raised by a single mother, so that's what I'm exposed. I don't know if fathers have that, but you know. Maybe they do, but I didn't experience that. So I experienced from my mother. So excuse me if I keep making mention of mothers. All right? Yeah. So in the same way, she would look at you and she has communicated. So the Holy Spirit will look at your spirit, and He has communicated without saying a word. But you have the witness. Hallelujah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So we all have that ability. It bears witness. You're not hearing a voice saying, you are a child of God. You are a child of... No, you don't hear that. You don't need to hear that. If you hear that, that means you have really gone bad. Yeah, you've gone so low that you needed to be told that. You don't need to be told that. You just know. You bear witness. You bear witness. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's how you can know. That's how you can know if you are dealing with the right person or not. That's when you can know if you have planned to do something or plan to go on a particular journey, plan to go a particular trip, and you just have a witness not to go. Years ago, I don't know if Anele will remember, one December, she just came, she just said to me, no, I don't have a witness to go. You remember? Everybody's going home. December time. We're going. She said, I just have a witness. I shouldn't go. And she obeyed that. Now, we don't know what would have happened if she disobeyed that. You see, that's how many people get in trouble. And I can guarantee you, every child of God, before you face any serious tragedy, the Holy Spirit warned you. Everybody, you can't, we ignore him, that's why. They will now blame God. No, why did this happen to this person? It's not God's fault. On that day, when you stand before the Lord, he will show you everything. And I can give you many examples, but time will not permit. God is faithful. We are the ones that are not faithful. He's ever faithful. Our desires are ruling us, and God is not ruling. That's our problem. Our desires are our Lord. He is not the Lord. That's our problem. So when the Spirit bears witness in your spirit, just how do I know? If you can't perceive it, you need to pray more. You need to feed more on the Word of God. Because the Word is Spirit. That's what feeds that Spirit. That's what feeds that capacity. The Word of God. There are things that feed that capacity. The Word of God feeds it. Worship will feed it. Okay? Meditation will feed it. Praying in tongues will feed it. You need all of these things together to make you spiritually vibrant. So if everything is about entertainment, TikTok, TokTik, and whatever, if that is all that consumes your life, you are cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself. I'm telling you. Take it from somebody who is experienced. Amen? So, the inward witness, the Spirit bears witness. So, He's always there. He will never fail. Sometimes you might make mistakes. Don't stop because you made a mistake. Amen? You try again, and you try again, and you try again. Just like a baby learning to walk. Gets up, takes a few steps, falls. He doesn't decide, this walking thing doesn't work. I think I better stop it. I don't think God's plan is for me to walk. It's for other people, not for me. The baby doesn't think like that. And so we need to become like babies. So if you stumble, you get up. You try again. You stumble, you get up, you try again. You stumble, you get up, you try again. You will eventually get it right. Yeah. So this would help you tremendously. So now talking about the inner witness. The inner witness falls. I put hearing from him into two categories, two major categories, internal, and then there's the external. Okay? Reading your Bible is external. The internal. Okay? Under the internal, there are different things. Okay? The inner witness is one. I'll give you another one, which is quick. Peace. Peace. Okay? Okay, let's look at scripture. Colossians chapter 3. And verse 15. Colossians 3:15. He says, let the peace of God, look at that, do what? Rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let's read that in the Amplified. Let's read that in the Amplified. Okay? It says, let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with Him. Can you see that? Be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise. To this peace, indeed, you were called as members in one body of believers. And be thankful to God always. Can you see that? Yeah, the peace of God is one of the most powerful forces that God has put in your spirit. Okay? And it's one of the ways He communicates. You might not hear a voice, but if you can identify the presence of peace, right? Yeah. If you ignore peace, you are taking a big risk. So, the peace of Christ, that inner calm. Now, I'm not talking about peace, just peace of mind. Because there are some people that have come to me, they will say, oh, I need to make this decision. I have peace about it. And I'm listening to them, and the witness I'm getting is that they are making the wrong decision. But they are saying, I have peace about it. You know why they have peace? They have convinced themselves. They have talked themselves into it. So if you counsel yourself and you convince yourself and you give yourself reasons, you will have a pseudo peace. Then when you get in, that's when you now see that, it wasn't real peace. All right? So the peace of God is powerful. Turn with me to Isaiah. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55:12. Let's read that quickly. Isaiah 55:12. It's a song we used to sing about this verse. Can you see? Let's read it. 1, 2, 3. For you shall go out with joy and let out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Can you see that? You shall go out with joy and you shall be led by what? Peace is one of the ways He leads. Peace is one of the ways He leads. If you are dealing with somebody and you don't have peace, be careful. Peace is like if you are driving, you know, if you are driving and you get to the traffic light, you get to the robot and you see red, it means stop. When you see amber, it says get ready. And you say green, it says go. So when you have peace, it's green. Okay? So it's not a voice. Hallelujah. It is not a voice. It is a sign. Just like when you drive, you get to the junction. You see green. Green is not a voice. Hallelujah. Green is not a voice. It is a sign. But that sign, interpreted, means go. All right? So when you have peace, it is not a voice. It is a sign that says go. Right? When there is no peace, it is also a sign that says red. Don't go. So if you focus on just looking for voices, can you see how we miss God? Because we're focusing on the voice. But I must say there's a difference between peace in your spirit man and peace in your mind. They're not the same. Your mind might be at peace because it has been convinced. But your spirit might not be at peace. Your mind could be at peace because you've heard certain opinions. You get my point? You've been influenced. Your logic has been influenced. You have been lied to. Because the day we're living in right now, we're living in a day and age where people are being programmed. People's minds are being reprogrammed to call good evil and evil good. And there's a lot of investment into that. Now, if you don't develop the ability to master peace in your spirit, you will be confused. Yeah. How else do you explain that a Christian, a bishop, can go and marry another male, and we're reading the same Bible, and he has peace? He claims to have peace about it. Can you see what's happening in the world today? Yeah. So this thing we're talking about, like I said to you, is a life skill. You need it. So you shall be led forth with peace. But you need to know how to discern what is true peace and what is false peace. Because the Bible says when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. Yeah. When they say peace, doesn't mean God is saying peace. When the devil stops disturbing you and everything is hunky-dory, you miss it. It's like a friend of mine that told me, you know, I mean, when I used to live, you know, promiscuous life, things were happening for me. You know? But he said, when I started getting serious with God, everything went. So what is he saying? I want to go back to having peace. That kind of peace that will end you in hell, is that what you want? You know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Hallelujah. So, in closing, let's look at Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Makatos tenemestis. Is this helping somebody? Okay. So when you hear someone say, I have peace, don't just be convinced because they say, I have peace. Because the person that is robbing you has peace. He has peace. He has peace about it. Yeah. The person that comes to steal from you, he has peace. In fact, he's so convinced that this is right. Because he has been lied to by the enemy. So it's not the same peace. Amen? Okay. Verse 6. Chapter 4, verse 6. It says, be anxious for nothing. Come on. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then what? Verse 7. All right. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will do what? Guard your hearts and minds through Christ. Hallelujah. So peace is like a security system that God has put in your spirit. It's a security mechanism that God has put in your spirit to protect you. Read that in the Amplified. Let's read verse 7 in the Amplified. Look at how the Amplified puts it. It says, and the peace of God, that which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. Hallelujah. So the peace stands guard. The word guard there is garrison. Hallelujah. It's a security mechanism. It's like a military force that God has put in the form of peace to protect you. So when you ignore peace, you are in danger. You are breaking the security system that God has put in place to preserve your life. Don't break peace. Hallelujah. So you must be a lover of peace. No wonder Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Hallelujah. There's something about peace you need to know. Peace protects you. You might not hear a voice, but if you know how to follow peace, you can still be safe. Hallelujah. In any dealing in life, if you can master peace, you won't go wrong. Glory to God. And that's why Paul said in Romans 16, he says, and the God of peace shall soon bruise Satan under your feet. The God of peace shall crush Satan under your feet. He didn't say the God of power. He didn't say the God of might. He said the God of peace. How can the God of peace crush Satan? Because peace is a military strategy in the spirit. It's a defense mechanism. That's how God is going to crush Satan. Through peace. Hallelujah. Romans 16. Yeah, let's read it. Romans 16, 20. It says, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. Hallelujah. Somebody said the God of peace will crush Satan under my feet shortly. It won't be long. It's a matter of time. The God of peace will crush Satan under my feet. Hallelujah. Let's stand up on our feet. Our time is gone. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. We declare your peace. The wonders of hearing. Yes, you will know the wonders of his peace. You will know the wonders of a witness, inner witness. You will walk in this in the name of Jesus. I declare and release this over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mika sono musta. Lemende ketos kenemindos. Oh Lord, we thank you, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Mighty God. God, Lord, my God, I pray for your peace. I pray, oh God, for your peace. I pray, oh Father, that you will activate, oh Lord God, stir up every spirit, everyone in their spirit man. Let their spirit man be developed, oh God, to hear your voice, to hear, to pick up witnesses, the witness of the spirit, Lord God, that they'll be able to follow your peace. Lord, let there be no confusion. I bind every false peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every false peace that is meant to deceive them. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I release the peace of God. The peace of God that passes understanding. Hallelujah. Let it guard their hearts. Let it garrison their hearts. Let it mount guard. Protect them. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Mika sono musta. Lenende kete. They might not hear your voice, but they will get the witness right. They might not hear a voice, but they will get the peace right. In the name of Jesus. I declare that in the name of Jesus. Mika tos keneme. I bind every spirit of stubbornness. Every spirit of stubbornness that is stubborn and refuses to obey. To obey the prompting of the spirit. That it refuses to obey the peace of God. I bind every stubborn spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord my God. I thank you, Father. I release. I command a release. Oh, Father God. Let your spirit come alive in their spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Let their spirit come alive in you, Lord God. Sharpen their discernment. Sharpen their spirit. Let their spirit man be sharpened, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Mika tos kenemindo. Ende ketoste. Yenemindo kosto. Le. Menende ketosto. Malenda katosto. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Before we go, I want to pray for someone. If you're here, you want to get born again. You want to receive Jesus into your heart. Because these things will not be yours if you are not born again. You cannot. You cannot access the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot bear witness. The Holy Spirit is only given to born again people. It's not given to people who are not born again. It's not given to religious people. It's given to born again people. This is a spirit that the world cannot receive. So I want to give you opportunity. If you want to receive Jesus, every eye closed. If you want to receive Jesus, just raise your hand. I'll pray for you. I want to see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Any other person? Come on. Raise your hand. And also those watching online, you are included. Just pray this after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. I believe in my heart. And I confess with my mouth that He is Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a brand new person. Thank you, Jesus. I receive you by faith right now into my heart. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for these ones. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will do a work, oh Father, of recreation. Even as they have called you, I declare your kingdom to come over them in the name of Jesus. Let the new creation realities, oh Father, become theirs. Hallelujah. The ability to hear you. The ability to master your peace. The ability to master your leading. Thank you, Father. I give you glory. I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you pray that prayer, we'd like to hear from you. Get in touch with us. Those of you watching online, get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. We want to give you some instructions on what to do, what the next steps to take. And you who prayed this prayer as well, we have somebody who is going to see you just after the service. All right. Hallelujah. God bless you real good, everyone.
This ministry has come to you live from Every Nation Midrand. For other life-changing messages and more information, log on to www.everynationmidrand.org.